Shabbos is a special day which we once again reveal the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the Melech HaOlam, the one who created the world, the one who sustains the world, keeps everything going. He's the power behind everything. And we notice that by the fact that we stop our work. That's why it's called Shabbos. Shabbos means Shabbos. He stops. It means we also stop. But it's not just stopping. It's stopping and then paying attention to what's really happening in the world. And that opens our eyes to a completely different world. It's not a world that I'm running. It's a world that's being run by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a world that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to uplift ourselves and connect to Him through our Torah and Mitzvah. And that's the simplest HaShabbos, the Einik HaShabbos, to reveal this new dimension of the world. That's as far as Kodesh Baruch Hu is concerned. The truth is that Shimshon Pinkus points out that a Malchus does not only affect the king, it affects the entire kingdom. For example, if you have the king of Persia, so every Persian is part of the kingdom of Persia. If somebody starts up with somebody from Persia, he's really going against the concept of the Persian nation. And they represent a certain idea. Every nation is supposed to be given over by the leaders, the kings. It doesn't always happen nowadays or even before. But that's the idea. The king is the uniting force within it. In Chazal, the term of kingdom is even used by a table, for example. A table is four legs and a piece of wood on top. Four legs and a piece of wood don't mean anything. It means pieces of wood. But when you put them together in the form of a table, they take on a new united name called table. That's a new concept. So aside from being just four legs and a board on top, it has been transformed to a new entity called table. And that's the idea of what a melech is supposed to be. With his greatness, he unites his entire nation to take on the name and the value of the king himself. This is a special thing we have in Shabbos. Klal Yisrael is the only nation that is commanded to keep Shabbos, and not only that, the only nation that is allowed to keep Shabbos. The great keep Shabbos, Chayav Misa. And that's the idea. On Shabbos, we're not only recognizing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're recognizing our greatness. We are the nation that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We are compared to the moon. The moon is something special. One never sees the moon. You see the reflection of the sunlight off the moon. Everything else you see a table, you see a potato, you see the thing itself. But in a mirror, or in the moon is a type of mirror, you see what is reflecting off of it. That's why Klal Yisrael is called the moon. We're the reflection of Kaviyoha Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That is our greatness. And that's what comes out on Shabbos. We step back from the mundane interactions, and we focus on the fact, what am I? I'm a Yehudi. The name Yehudi is Yudkei Vavkei, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Dalid represents the concept that we're the ones that reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The word Dalid also means Dalid, poor. It says nothing of itself. It says Atma, Atzmeinu, as far as ourselves, is nothing. Our power, our greatness, is the fact we're a reflection of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's another beautiful thing we have on Shabbos, that we uplift our appreciation of what we are. We don't involve ourselves in the physical world. We appreciate we are the ones who represent this concept of the world that is created for spirituality. And if it wouldn't be for that reason, we wouldn't take one day a week and stop doing everything. Otherwise, we can do more business, make more money. This is an amazing thing the whole world sees. There's an entire nation that is stopping from all their mundane aspirations and growth because of something more important. What's more important? The fact we are reflecting and showing Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're with you. And the more we feel that, the more pure our reflection becomes, and the more Hashrosh Hashrina becomes on us. And that gives us the brach for the entire week. We'll be zoicha to appreciate this. The greatness of Hashem, and by doing so, the greatness of us as reflecting and expressing the greatness of Hashem in the world and in our lives. And that brings us the brach of Shabbos grace.